With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Previously on Homeland.
The Iron Village.
There doesn't seem to be much activity going on.
There's been too many delays.
Very watchful of Zhang today.
Where are they?
Maybe they're just not doing the expected thing anymore.
The thing that catches your eye is a Fire Nation carriage.
I want to go look at the government building. This could be a hub of operations.
Hope this town is a little bit more friendly to benders.
Firebenders, maybe.
You! Water! Water!
That's my aunt. Maybe somehow I can charm her, get us back some resources.
Clove, you need to trust the instincts of the rest of the team.
You've been talking all morning about staying direct, staying
focused.
And
I think we should really be going into that mine and getting to the root of the problem and what's going on.
If no one wants to help me, then I'll go myself.
Now,
the three of you, Clove, Kana, and Zhang, are standing outside the government building. What do you do?
Perfect. We need to get you in the building and not arouse any suspicion.
Okay.
Makeover! I want to use my playbook move, which is walk this way, which helps you if you are heading into places that relate to your upbringing and your lineage, you are able to disguise your fellow party. I do still have to roll, but come on, we got to do a makeover scene, y'all.
When you makeover, disguise, and or coach your friends to fit in with a specific crowd, use creativity on a plus 10 with one of your backgrounds. On a plus 10, they blend in flawlessly. 7 to 9, they fool nearly everyone. There's only a single gatekeeper who asks questions. On a miss, the only way to get the access you desire is for one of your friends to take on an uncomfortable, dangerous, or attention-grabbing role.
Very good.
Great.
Roll with creativity.
Phil's just
gonna
nodding,
be me, isn't it?
Nodding away.
It's going to be me.
Roll with creativity.
That's a 6. Man, I'm rolling clods today.
Dice are not... Maybe you need to be meaner to your dice.
No, I shan't.
So, how are you going to disguise your two compatriots to blend in with your aunt's kind of world? A world of finery, riches, and power dynamics, for lack of a better term. Keeping in mind that you yourself are dressed in rags and these two are dressed in Earth Kingdom attire.
Yes.
One of them is a soldier. Quote unquote. Soldier light.
She may have tried to grab any kind of tarps or fabric around, but it would probably be closer to Hessian or something like that. Just as a way to disguise the color palette. But mainly she's going to like school them on posture and, you know, standing like a Fire Nation soldier and blah, blah, blah. But the way she's going to do it is just, okay, no, you need to stand like this. Like there is metal going through your spine. Like the fire itself is going to strike you like a lightning rod.
Like this?
No, like this. You need to shift your center to the left, shoulders back, neck up. Okay, are we ready? Let's go. Like she just barrels through. She just, and it's like the thing of, you know, in ballet class where they're like, no, you need to position your hip like this. And you're like, what?
Yeah,
heck and they're like talking
so,
about
yeah, and they've like so overcorrected themselves. They're just standing like so yeah. weirdly.
Oh,
they look
great.
Like
wild.
We're like we're posing almost.
Yes,
like not like we're soldiers.
Yeah.
Okay, you walk in. I presume.
Yes.
You walk into the first level of the government building, and the two soldiers who are running around upstairs are now here in front of you, and they look at you.
She's going to bow.
Oh. We bow also.
As well.
How do you bow?
In the traditional way.
In a Firebender way or in an Earth Kingdom way? Because those are two different ways of bowing.
Yes. Well, these are Fire Nation guards, so I guess I'm going to bow like a Fire Nation...
That's probably wise.
Yeah, person.
Yeah, great. These two don't.
We do Earth Kingdom bows.
And it's pretty sloppy even at that.
Yeah.
Well, Zhang's is great.
Mine is not great at all.
You're not a big bower.
No.
Yeah.
I'm here to see Tomoe, Lady Tomoe.
Huh.
We've come to sign up with the glorious Fire Nation. We were once Earth Kingdom soldiers, but we see how strong you are. So
the errors of our
silence.
Way.
Yeah,
we are sorry.
Sorry.
Finally, new recruits. We were told that you guys would be reinforcing us soon.
Yes.
Ma'am, if you'd like to head up to the lady, you too.
Thank you.
Fetch the water.
Of course.
From
the water station.
You, there, the shorter one.
Yes.
You can stay here. Guard the building. We'll take this one down to the water so we can show him how it's done.
Of course.
So, son, see what you need here. And as they begin taking Zhang out of the building, leading him out,
okay.
And they have a bucket, and they're explaining to you like a child. So this is a bucket.
We have those in the Earth Kingdom.
Maybe they aren't as backwards as we first thought. Anyway, it's pronounced bucket. Anyway, it fills water in it. It's not like those clay pots and vases that you have as they trail away from the building.
Zhang is so mad right now. I took it on myself to be the attention grabbing one.
Yes, you sure did.
Yeah.
Look, it was great.
Expertly,
though.
Chris just made the four of us go different places.
Yeah, that's
perfect. Yeah. And I've deliberately separated the guardian from her ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a bit distressed in so many ways. She's so unhappy.
Well, the two of you, Clove and Kana, are together.
Yes.
Kana, you can head up. You can take Clove with you, or you can tell Clove to stay guard, or you know.
Would you like to come with me?
Do I need to... They told me to stay here.
Between the two of us, I don't think they've got many... They're not bright sparks, these two.
Okay, I'll come up with you then.
Great.
Oh, good joke.
Oh, yes. I'm not used to making jokes. Anyway, I head up to see my auntie.
Great. You head up, you stick your head through, and you see her sipping on some clear water, and they did find those grapes.
They sure did.
Eating delicious grapes.
Clove bows again, very poorly.
Mm.
Is that...
Aunt Tomie, it's Kana.
Kana! Oh, my dear! How... what are you doing here? I thought you were with your... Parents!
No.
What are you doing here? Come sit down. Have some water. Have some grapes. Come sit down. Your hair is a mess. Come sit down.
Yes, Auntie. Yeah,
She's guiding you to a chair.
She would not take no for an answer. She would be like, plop.
Yeah, she's filling a glass with water. She's passing the grapes to you and is up, moving around, fussing over you instantly. You there, girl.
Yes.
Go downstairs. There's some vegetables. There's some fruits downstairs. Some delicious melons. Bring them up.
Yeah, of course, ma'am. She bows again and runs.
I think as she leaves, Connor and we'll just lock eyes and be like, it's just two teens like way out of their depths of what to do.
Connor, my dear, how did you get here?
Well, I've decided to try and make my own way in the world.
Good. Oh, my goodness, my dear. That military lifestyle was never for you. Never for you. No. No, you should have followed my lead.
Yes, your great artistic principle.
Among many, many things.
Yes, I always liked the paintings you would do with the The swirls and...
Oh, yes. Those paints, so expensive, but so worth it. It's important to get the right pigments, and purple is very hard to come by, but I do love it so much. It looks like a blue-red flame. And the sun sets.
Truly beautiful, Auntie. Can I...
And delicious grapes.
Yes. What are you doing this far out of the nation? I'm just curious as to...
Well, we just got this mine!
The Fire Nation did.
No, us! We did! The family holdings! The clan! Oh. This is ours now!
Oh, and...
Isn't it great? Look at what we've been able to purchase with all of this money that's come in. This cold, hard cash. look at my new rings.
Oh, Auntie. They're
beautiful. The Earth Kingdom, they have benders who are good, not bending metal, but good at bending dirt. And you can get to those precious metals very quickly. And they have smiths. And I think, don't let your mother hear me say this, but I think the smiths here are better than they have back on our land.
I would agree, Auntie.
I think they make fine jewellery here in the Earth Kingdom, and I'm glad to be taking it home. Frankly, I'm glad to be looking after this lovely mine and all. It's such a boon for the family.
Yes.
She's very overwhelming, isn't she?
Yeah. Auntie, what about all the people who were here before?
Oh, they're still here? Someone has to mine?
Yes, I suppose if it is a mine, people have to work here, but...
Yes, my dear. Now, you're 16? 15? 16? 15? 16? 15. Well...
a real auntie.
You should know these things. Everything that we own comes from hard work, and we have to put people to that hard work.
Did those people get rewarded for their work,
auntie? Of course
auntie?
They do. Of course they do.
In payment?
Yes! They're not slaves.
I'm so conflicted.
Yeah, it's almost as if there's 2 points of pressure on your character sheet that I'm directly challenging.
Opposing forces,
whoa,
maybe.
That's crazy.
But what about your art, Auntie?
Yes, who do you think pays for it? Your father's a very wealthy man. I'm actually very lucky your mother married him. I mean... The family clans coming together was truly a marriage for the ages. Mm. He's a smart man. Bit weak-willed. Your mother's the real head, and we all know that. And I'm very happy to be taking a role in her vision for the future.
Speaking of vision of the future, what is the Hoshi clan doing? What are we doing with this mine? You said this was part of her plan. What is she... trying to accomplish. You know how she never
speaks to
me about this.
Are you okay? Have you been out in the sun too long? Drink some more water. Drink some more water.
Thank you, Auntie. I think Mother has just been holding back.
Have you been fighting again?
Yes.
Well.
My literally.
Crash on her face.
My dear, you shouldn't make your mother upset.
You yourself said that you never agreed with her and you would fight all the time.
That's right.
Well, I think maybe I want to follow more in your footsteps, Auntie.
Well then, if that's the case, then you must learn one very simple lesson. Don't complain.
Oh.
Classic.
Your mother and I fought like cats and dogs. Like
jackalopes and...
cat dogs and dog cats.
Like jackalopes and goat dogs. All the time at each other's neck. All the time. And every single time she would use that incredible firebending of hers and trounce me. And our mother would always say, see, she's right now. And that was the end of it. We had a fight and we moved on. Now, if you're going to have fights with your mother, you just make sure you win them. And if you're not going to...
Imagine her expression, people at home. Imagine Kana's face.
If you're not going to, then don't have the fights.
Yes. You are right, as always, Auntie. She will do big sign of deference.
Mm-hmm. Big bow.
I'm here because truly in trying to make my own way, I have been... short in money.
My dear! Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to humble myself.
Yes.
As you can tell.
I can tell.
Politely and obediently humble myself before a powerful member of my lineage. I will need to roll with my tradition.
Correct.
What's your tradition at the moment?
It is plus one.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Nine.
Oh.
Nice.
Baby.
Ten.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Plus one. Yeah, yeah. Ten.
Oh, good. That's even better.
Oh.
Because of the plus.
Is that six plus three?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Plus one, for,
one
tradition.
For tradition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that was a five. And I was like, Phil, that's not how math works. Five plus three equals eight. Plus one equals nine. Not six plus three equals... Plus one equals ten.
Yes, sir.
There were a lot of words, numbers said just then, so I'm going to assume someone's right.
Chris's balance is between
math and English,
numbers and story. Oh, no, hard maths and creativity.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love soft maths, personally, the soft maths
system.
Yeah,
that's right.
Auntie, I respect your way in this family. I always have, and I want to be different like you. I want to be like you, and I don't want to be able to start out on my own path.
Okay, so this is a really interesting part, and I'm just going to pick up on what that point was, because what you've just said was that you are going to start your own path, right? And the successor doesn't align with that logic.
Yes.
The successor's narrative is one of either taking the company and going, taking your organization, your tradition, your family, and going back into how it was, the traditional arc, or going forward into a progressive arc. If you'd like, we can keep pushing this and going towards progression, 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 tipping you off the edge of that and going to a more suitable playbook that aligns with, I want to reject my family entirely and start my own path, making my own way. Or it's a story about you reclaiming power from your mother and reclaiming power of the kind of company. And I'm letting you know now that because you selected Cold Hard Cash as your like background, the mine is an aspect of your family's horrible, bad, gross background.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity. So if you're going to go, hey, give me the money, then it'll be, well, you're steering into that traditional, the org runs as normal. Or there's a whole bunch of other options are available, but I'm just giving you that heads up. Like that's kind of what that playbook tells the story of. It's very the Asami story in Korra book one.
Not finished, Korra.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Look, the book is the successor. So I think I should play to that.
Yeah.
I want that money.
Okay.
I want it for my friends and we need resources to make it through.
Cool.
Auntie, I am also a member of this family and I need to make it strong as well.
Great. Can you tell me what the result of your role was for your, what's the power that you just rolled? The deference where you're-
Humble yourself.
Fantastic. Can you tell me I think you rolled a 10?
10.
Yes.
Can you tell me what the result is?
On a hit, you earn some credit, hold 3 resources.
Great. Yes. So you get that without strings attached.
Great.
You're getting 3 resources. Mm. Now, resources are a power or-
like a hold.
Are a hold unique to your playbook. So on the other section, do you want to talk about what resources do? Because that's your unique playbook. That's your kind of big power as the successor.
Huh.
You have access to your family's extensive stores of the following resources. You can choose knowledge, connections, muscle or servants, high technology, cold hard cash, or spiritual artifacts and tomes. Spend resources during the session to establish a boon you had previously asked for or obtained, something that your unique position can provide.
Yeah, and you've selected only 2 of those options. You picked cold hard cash.
And obscure or forbidden knowledge.
Yes.
Hmm.
So you can trade in those resources for one of those 2 things effectively.
Yes.
Because you don't have access to all of those things.
No.
Because that's not what your family lineage has
options too. Your family trades in forbidden knowledge, an obscure knowledge, and money.
Yes.
Money.
Money, please.
Like sparkly jewelry.
Conquerors and colonizers.
Yeah, crazy that. Hey, it's almost as if there's like some sort of like wealthy person who thinks they're doing really well in contemporary society right now, whose wealth was made off the backs of some sort of mining.
Mm. Yes. No, that's not true.
That can't be right.
Precious jewels.
Nah, this He's is just a game. Yeah.
Ellen, put a car in space.
I'm trying. I can't metal bend.
Again, Elon Musk. Just
Stop.
Saying.
Stop. I don't want the God. Fans to hear that.
That's great. Anyway. Anywho.
I want that cash.
You want that cash?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my dear. Of course. Here. This mine is providing so much for us. And you are beautiful, beautiful niece. We can't have you looking like that. Here, and she hands you 2 emeralds. And she hands you 2 ruby earrings. These would look beautiful on you. You, such a shining star, a bright flame for our future. I can't wait to see how you expand our empire. I can't wait to see what you take and what you grow. I would never say this to your mother, but I was always a bit embarrassed about my art and about my... They're not... It's frivolous, it's silly. But this... Because... And the proof is in right now, right here. You didn't come here and ask me for my art. You didn't come and ask me for a song or a dance or anything like that. When times get tough, and they are, we're on the fringes right now. There are Earth Kingdom people around with their look... filthy and they don't clean. They hadn't even used the water. They shower once a week. They wash themselves once a week.
Is that clove chicken?
Yeah, not even once a week.
But you said they're some of the best miners and best craftsmen out there.
Well, if you set one to a task, they can do it very well. They're stubborn. They don't think too much outside the box. They follow orders really well. And you taking leadership, I can't wait to see it. During this time, Clove, you've been present in that last part of that conversation.
Is that when I come back up the stairs with around, some melons?
Around the conversation about
Earth
Kingdom citizens.
That's rough. Does she come into the room?
You are up the stairs. You are halfway up the stairs. You can either make the decision to continue up or do whatever you'd like.
Because I was going to say, if she came to the room, does she see the money get taken?
She sees the 2 earrings being given.
That's right, the earrings, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll ask Ellen.
Yes.
Do you want this money to be the resources public for your party member?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah. So Clove is witness to the earrings being handed over, and then the discussion around leadership, Fire Nation people giving orders, and Earth Kingdom people following.
Yeah, I think she decides not to go into this room. She kind of just like, as she's walking up the stairs, she sees, begins to hear all this, and like, she sees her taking the money and listening to this and not saying anything, and she decides to just put the tray of food down and she leaves.
Cool.
And I'm going to use my hold on Zhang and track them down.
I don't think you even need to use the hold to
Okay,
do that.
I take it back. I don't use my hold.
No,
it's just getting
warm. You just go.
Yeah, I just turn around and leave the building and go and find Zhang.
We see Zhang with the 2 Fire Nation soldiers. They are tipped over in the water. The reason why they don't trust you to know what a bucket is because they're not terribly bright themselves. One has fallen over in the water because his armor is so heavy. Like, he went to the center of the river.
The auntie does not get the cream of the crop soldier wise.
No, absolutely not.
You've been assigned to... Lady Tomoe.
Yeah, the artist okay. who is going to, like, reign over
the governess
of, like, a mining section. There won't be uprisings, don't worry about it, it's chill. Take these 2 idiots who can...
And
are
so
you,
one
are
of
you
them, okay?
One of them's in the water going, help! 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 And the other one's come in, tried to help, leans down to pull him up, and the other one just pulls him into the water. Oh. And a bit like turtles on their back, the armor is too heavy and it's getting filled with water. Ah! Waterbenders!
It's gotta be.
Help! It's not. It's not. No, it isn't. Come on.
It's a trap.
Get out of there.
And you roll on force.
Hey, okay, good aim.
That's 14.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to shift it. It's cool. I'm not going to ask you to roll, get a fatigue or anything like that. It's just for flavor, how you get them up.
So I'm going to haul them out, and I'm a big teenager. I'm like quarterback size. Yeah. And these are the weedier of the Fire Nation's fighting forces. And so what I do is I haul one up with each arm, and then accidentally make it so they bonk heads before I set them down.
Can I say that they're not just weedy? They're a bit Abbott and Costello.
Right.
It's a bit, you know, Pain and Panic from Hades. It's,
yes.
The Disney movie, otherwise it'd be... Sorry, not Hercules. Hades. Hercules. Yeah. Otherwise it'd be Heracles. So it's a bit thin and short and wide as two characters.
And they all sort of, they bump flail and bump their heads and sit down. And... lads, listen, I've been wanting to ask you something.
Oh, yeah?
I'm keen to fight for the winning side, but I don't know where the front line is.
The front line?
Yeah, I heard General Bashira, the great general, is leading an offensive near here, and I wanted to make sure I could catch up with him and bring glory to the Fire Nation.
They look at you and nod.
Oh, yeah. Do you know where General Bashira is?
They look at each other, nodding, and then look back at you and then shake their heads.
No. But we know the lady does. Oh. We were asking about it earlier, and she didn't tell us because she thought we would run away.
Would you?
Glory! Battle!
They seem very excited at the idea of running into battle. And they nod their heads and go, yeah, we don't want to be looking after an old lady.
Is she that old?
No. No, not at all. They're just rude men who are foolish soldiers.
Maybe you can show me the best way to carry this bucket full of water back to the house.
At this moment, Clover arrives.
Yeah. She's kind of annoyed at the Fire Nation right now. So they're still like kind of walking out of the river, and she earth bends a bit and crumbles the cliff underneath their feet, and they go back in the water.
They slip, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you two can have a private conversation.
Yeah.
As they're washing away. Yeah. Help!
Help! No, they aren't washing away, but they are definitely like face forward in the mud, in the water, and maybe like a small bird lands on the back of one of their heads.
Great.
We need to get away from these meathead Fire Nation people.
I don't think that's going to be too hard. They don't have much between the ears.
Well, splish, look. Splash, splish.
Bashira's not here. Can we please just leave this town?
I agree. I tried to trick them into telling me where Bashira was, but they don't know. But they think Lady Tomoe does.
Lady Tomoe. Yeah, well, I don't know how we're going to get that information.
Why? What happened?
I'm pretty sure Kana is just going back to her roots now.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I heard them talking about how weak, how easy the Earth Kingdom is to manipulate, and I saw her taking some earrings from her, and I'm pretty sure she's just back with her aunt.
What if she's just playing along with what her aunt wants to hear to get us what we need?
I don't know. She looked pretty happy.
I think that you're rushing to judgment. We're in disguise, after all.
The flimsy, like
the very flimsy disguise.
The starts falling off.
Don't be so quick to judge her. She's affirmed that she's with us. Don't you remember how she stood up to her mother? And now you think she's going back just because her aunt gave her a gift?
Her mother's different. Her aunt is like her. She's different.
Give her a chance.
Roll on Clove's trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do this as much as I want without getting fatigued.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we have a bond.
It's a minus one
and
still.
I don't, Zhang doesn't like to see you go this way.
Yep.
He doesn't like to see you repeatedly think the worst of people. It's unlike you. And it's sad to see you so quick to distrust and to put people...
Yeah, because it's about trust, but she's also... Her conditions at the moment are afraid and troubled. And I think her thing with Kana is like... Before it was a mistrust, now it's also like a fear of her going back. What was that?
That's a miss.
Yay!
Yay! So, Clove,
do back to him as yes. you had done.
I'm going to call upon your care, actually. Before these two came along, it was just us, and we had a very clear objective. And since they've come along, we've been looking for their family, wandering off. It's just not the same anymore. And we are losing focus of what we came here to do for our family, for the Earth Kingdom.
What are you saying? What do you think we should do? Leave them?
Look, maybe we just need to go. We're strong fighters. We're from the army. We have clear objectives. We can get what we need. I can protect you. You can fight for us. All of this has just been a distraction. We need to just go, I think.
Zhang is really, really still.
Oh, do I need to roll on that?
No.
I don't need to...
He rolled on you. This is you in return.
Oh, so you have to... Because it was the or miss. Take a, okay.
I am ashamed of you. Utterly ashamed of you. If we are to be strong enough, we need the power of the elements. We need water and fire and earth together. And what's worse, these people have shown themselves to be our friends and to fight for us. And to abandon them now. I don't know if I can even look at you.
Wow.
I'm going to get our friends, and you need to think hard about what you value the most. I know I led us on this quest for vengeance, but it doesn't mean we can trample on the friends that we have too.
I think this really gets to her. I think she just kind of like crumbles, and I think she's crying.
I think it's angry or guilty.
I think, what have you got currently?
You're
inflicting nothing.
Guilt upon her, but
I'm making her feel guilty, surely.
Okay.
But that might make him feel guilty too.
What condition you are taking is troubled.
Troubled, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The reason why is that the person who is supposed to be protecting you has said, your ideas are not good.
Yeah.
We need to go and leave our friends, quote unquote, behind.
Yeah.
They're stopping me protect you.
Yes.
And you've gone, you want to protect me by just isolating me?
Yeah.
That's not right. That's not good. That's selfish. And that's wrong. And so it's not a matter of like you're afraid of Clove or angry or feeling guilty at Clove or even insecure. It's troubling to you to hear that being said. I am going to shift Clove's balance towards self-reliance as she's left crying by the stream.
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
Okay. Just like out of character for a second, because I'm like, oh, this is so conflicting. I don't know if she would leave Tariq yet, but maybe she should.
It's up to you.
I'll find you in a later episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.